Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, thanks so much.
Appreciate it. You bet. Ian McNulty joins us now, who covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. How you doing, Ian? Ian McNulty. There we are.
Yeah.
How you
there
doing?
There we are. Hey.
Hey.
Good. Happy New Year and
Happy New
Carnival.
Year to you, sir, and happy Carnival as well. How you been? What's going on?
I've been good. I've been a traveling man through the holidays, so I missed you last week and missed our audience, but glad to be back with you, and a lot to cover. I want to talk King Cakes. I want to talk about a couple restaurants that I've been to this week, and I also, you know, since we had a little drought with me being on the road, I want to make sure we have a little time for audience to kind of chime in with their questions. But first, I'm so glad that you had the Historic New Orleans collection on, Tommy. That is, let me just co-sign that for a second. That is such a gift. I've recently brought people there who are visiting from out of town. I learned a ton myself. And this King Cake thing they're doing is a great example of how I wanted to kick this off with you today. Because they're actually this week for 12th night, I went to a 12th night party down in the French Quarter at a friend's house who lives in the French Quarter, because it is still a neighborhood. And this friend, she collected a bunch of King Cakes from Historic New Orleans collection. She walked down the street and got a whole collection of them and brought them back. And what a great resource it was, because it puts all these different King Cakes from different vendors in one spot and you can kind of shop and put a variety out there on the table. And that's what people love to do. You have your favorite King Cake. You might be a dyed-in-the-wool Manny Randazzo fan, or you may be like, it's Dongfeng or nothing for me. But no matter what, you put some King Cakes in front of people, they want to sample, they want to compare, they want to talk about them. That's like the whole fever of the season right now. And Historic New Orleans Collection is doing that in the French Quarter, but there's others around town that have cropped up that are doing a similar thing too, these markets and sort of multi-vendor collections of things. And really, I mean, we're only, you know, check my math, 4 days into Carnival season here, but like, there is King Cake everywhere. And I mean, if you can't find a King Cake, it's probably creeping up right behind you, basically, is the story. I mean, the stuff is everywhere.
It was right behind me.
Look out. Yeah. Calories, empty calories. Talking.
Yes.
But they're not empty calories, Tommy. They were empty calories on January 5th, and they will be empty calories on Ash Wednesday. But in this brief window of Carnival, they are culturally loaded calories. They feed your soul. They are part, King Cakes are part of this thing that makes Carnival so special, and not just another festival or event or some production that other people put on and that you watch, which is fine in the typical mode of entertainment. But what makes it so special in New Orleans is the way that people participate in it, whether it's riding in a crew, going out to a parade and yelling and hollering, getting dressed up on Mardi Gras Day, or going out to a big fancy Lundi Gras luncheon, or just getting a king cake on your way to the office, putting it out there, and briefly, for whatever window of time that is, creating a little carnival joy in that realm around the king cake as people share it, talk about it, reminisce. That's the power of these things. That's why they're so special. That's why you really should keep them for carnival, even though plenty of places want to sell them to you for Christmas or for Easter or whatever. But keep it a carnival tradition, and it has more of that power, and it's not just a midday dessert, but something really special. And so with the starting gun on January 6th this year, I took off after these things fast and furious. I actually put a story on NOLA.com that day of six different king cakes that I tried, plus a cocktail by the end of it because, you know, Mardi Gras.
You had six different king cakes in one day? Not the whole cake, yeah, but I mean a taste of six different ones?
And that's the spirit of what I'm talking about. No, king cake is better shared with other people, you know, especially a whole king cake. When a king cake gets into my hands, my mission is to see how quickly and how widely I can distribute it, you know, so it doesn't all ride on my waistline. Yeah, sure. where we put it. Seriously, that is the joy of it. You're sharing this thing. It's like the gift-giving season continues when you've got a king cake that you bring into a room. January 6th, I started early. I was a doorbuster over at Nolita, mm-hmm. which is a bakery over by Bayou St. John in Mid-City.
Yeah, let me slow you down a little bit. Tell me about that Nolita king cake, because I hear a lot about that.
Oh, yes. Well, Nolita is only 2 years old as a bakery cafe. It opened on 12th night 2 years ago. Not a coincidence. She is the baker, Martha. She made her name on her king cakes as sort of a pop-up vendor at King Cake Hub, a place I'll talk about in a second. She actually has a remarkable story. She had not too long before that been living under the bridge. Addiction had brought her pretty low. And I'm not spilling the beans here. This is a story that she shares mm-hmm. avidly as part of her her duty in recovery to share her story with others. And she, you know, she got herself straight. She went to NOCI, the New Orleans Culinary Hospitality Institute, which is right by the interstate overpass where a lot of unhoused people live, and including herself for a bit. And she, you know, got a culinary degree and went into baking and developed a king cake and did pop-ups and had a following. And lo and behold, 2 years ago, she opened her own bakery cafe. I mean, it's a wonderful, heartwarming story. Mm-hmm. And the reason you've heard about the king cake, though, Tommy, is not because of that great story behind it. It's because it's a really good king cake. And if you are one of those people who king cake is the old McKenzie's, full stop, mm-hmm. the McKenzie's that you grew up with, you know, pre-2000s when we lost the original, you know, McKenzie's bake shops, this is a really good, close, not recreation, but tribute to it. Mm-hmm. It's not 100% that old McKenzie's. It's a little bit more modern. There's a little bit more flavor. There's a little zap of Satsuma running through the glaze. But in texture, fluffiness, I mean, it's a flavor memory bomb of that old style. I put it up there with Haido in Gretna with their plain king cake in terms of that, of channeling that particular, nope, this is the king cake I grew up with. This is what it should be. You can save the fireworks or someone else's cake.
Well, it's for a different kind of palate, right, Ian? Because you can appreciate with this kind of king cake, I'm looking at a picture of it here, the delicacy of the air that's baked into it, as silly as that might sound. It's not compacted. No. It's layers. It's an art to baking is what they do.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is fluffy. It is dying to be dunked in your coffee. It'll probably benefit from, you know, much like a Hugh Biggs pie, from an oh-so-brief, maybe 5 or 6 second zap in the microwave. It's a beautiful thing. It's simplicity in a box, and it's a delight to go there. And I was at 8 a.m. when she opened up, I joined. I think I was the number two person in line. The number three person was fast on my heels. And then I just watched as people came circulating through. It was fun. But no time to linger there. Cake in hand. I dashed over to King Cake Hub. This is a place you and I have talked about in previous seasons. Mm-hmm. It was created a few years ago. It's sort of the original place of this multi-vendor marketplace where you can go and get just all these different king cakes.
It started That's on South Broad, Cap?
No, it's not. The news here is that it's moved locations. It's had a few different locations through the year. Last year it was at Zony Mash Brewery. Mm-hmm. Zony Mash sadly closed over the summer. They're developing something else at that site now, sort of an indoor entertainment thing. But for this year, and hopefully years to come, because it's a delightful place, mm-hmm. King Cake Hub has a new home It sounds a little obscure when I describe it, but you pass by it a million times. It's a warehouse in Mid-City. The address is 3300 Gravier Street, but really what it is, it's off the corner of Tulane and Norman Francis. So if you're coming over the Norman Francis overpass, you can see it. You can see the signs saying King K Cub, and you can see these signs around the intersections pointing your way. The Brown Derby soul food breakfast joint is on the corner there. So you go in a side street, follow the signs, and it's this warehouse where, actually, back in the day, Blue Oak Barbecue used to put on meal giveaways at this spot during the early days of the pandemic. That put it on the map for some people. El Wapo Bitters, a local cocktail accoutrements maker, has a home inside of it. So there's a lot going on there. But now Jennifer Samuels, Miss King K Cub herself, has created this fun house of just Mardi Gras vibes inside a portion of this warehouse. On the outside, it's just a parking lot and a warehouse wall with a banner, you know, purple, green, gold banner. Mm-hmm. You walk in, and it's like you're walking into this almost interactive Mardi Gras exhibit. It's like a Mardi Gras float that's sort of parked here and start dispensing king cakes. At least 15 different bakeries, and many of those bakeries are sending multiple cakes, so dozens and dozens of options. On 12th night, the day of Epiphany, people were loading up. I mean, a couple of people were leaving with one box. I saw the people just armfuls of boxes. I picked up one from NOCA, the New Orleans creative, the arts high school down mm-hmm. in the Bywater. They have an amazing king cake program. This year, the one that I tried first is a Dubai chocolate model. So that Dubai chocolate that you've seen everywhere, it's all very trendy.
The pistachio, the green.
The crunch. Yeah, they've rendered that into a king cake. It was absolutely terrific. And I got another different one. So I had a traditional one in hand, right? I had the Nolita McKenzie-style traditional king cake in hand. So then I get a Dubai chocolate one. And the next one I get is a Vietnamese-style, but not the Dong Phong you've heard of. This is from Mr. Bubbles, which is a banh mi shop with a location in Tarrytown and Canal Street downtown. Yeah, they're best known for their banh mi and their bubble teas. Terrific. Well, they make a king cake out of pandan and ube. Pandan is this green, sort of tropical, fresh green. If you've ever seen like green waffles at a Vietnamese street festival or even on a menu, that's pandan. It's a common flavor around Southeast Asia. Ube is purple yam. Mountain potato, whatever they call it. It has a couple different names, but if you say ube, it's going to be purple. And so this cake is a swirl of purple and green under cream cheese icing with a baby riding on top.
You got NOCA. Let me interrupt for a second. You got NOCA and you got Mr. Bubbles at the King Cake Hub?
Yeah, that's right. Two of literally dozens of options that I could have picked up on this first stop. From there into Old Metairie, where I remembered, this is how your memory works. Like, oh, where can I get a next king cake? Haydell's, which is, of course, on Jefferson Highway, they keep a trailer on Metairie Road right by the Ridgeway Event Hall. And, yep, lo and behold, first day of king cake season, there they were. I got a praline pecan king cake there from Haydell's. Put that in the stack. Then from there, I needed something different. I've got two traditionals. I've got two kind of out of left field king cakes. But tradition means different things, including French tradition. So off to Celtica, the bakery in Lakeview, right up by the lakefront, in fact, on Allen Toussaint Boulevard. The guy who once ran La Boulangerie on Magazine Street before Donald Link and his crew took it over and put it into its new amazing era. Well, the founder of that, a Frenchman, started his own bakery, his own second bakery, called Celtica. And he's doing a very traditional, I can do this, French teacher, galette de bois, right? The traditional French king cake, flaky, layered, a burnished brown top, just gleaming, delicious, loaded with almond paste. So tasty, so different, but part of the whole king cake realm. And then, Tommy, we've got room for one more. And so this was a little later in the day by this point. This wasn't just one errand. I was dashing out, getting one, coming back, sampling them, taking pictures.
You got a tough life, Ian McNulty. I got to tell you, that's more than one human should be forced to do in one day. But go ahead.
It's no cakewalk, my friend. So from there, we talked about King Cake Hub. Well, I told you, there's more of these marketplaces now. A new one this year is called King Cake Headquarters. And this is a similar concept, with two locations, the related restaurants, Central City Barbecue in Central City. And
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And Las Cruces, Tex-Mex in Metairie, and about a dozen different bakeries all laid out at Las Cruces. They turned the bar into a showplace of king cake. And guess what? The bar is still rolling. So after all that king cake, I picked up one from Antoine's, another classic model. And I got a frozen marg for the road to have at home while cutting into that king cake.
So Antoine's the bakery in Gretna?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, not the Landmark French Creole restaurant, but the Gretna Bakery. So, but yeah, remember that. If Las Cruces, you're going to pick up a king cake. You can also get, the restaurant's open, and so is the bar. Just saying.
I'll bet your car smells delicious.
It is basically sugar glazed at this point.
I would think so. All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back with Ian McNulty. Give us a text here, 504-260-1870. That's the O'Connor Jeweler talking text line. If you got a question about eating or drinking or about king cakes or something you want to share about a good king cake that you've had, I'd love to hear from you. Back with Ian McNulty in a flash here on WWL. 9:32, quickly back to Ian McNulty, covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. We've been talking king cakes, and rightfully so. Ian, somebody's looking for a place where they can go and have a slice of this, a slice of that, a slice of the other one, but I don't think does it exist, or is it you buy the whole cake?
It's a whole cake kind of situation, although I will say I saw at there are places that will serve you a slice, but not. I've not found the place that's like an ice cream parlor of different slices from different places. That's something to organize with your friends. Frankly, that's something to get together and have a little party, and everyone brings one. I mean, that's the ideal way to do it.
Kinda, Tim tells me in my ear, go to somebody's house on Mardi Gras Day. There you go. There's your idea
exactly,
to get a slice of everything.
Although one idea right off the bat here is. King Cake Hub, they do have at least one of the bakeries does a combo box. So you can try four different flavors packed into one. And I believe that is Laurel Street Bakery that's doing that. So like they pre-make the boxes with four varieties tucked in there. So, you know, you're buying the whole cake, but you're getting four different flavors.
We got about 5 minutes left. I want you to make the most of your time just to give you that warning.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Coaches, we got five minutes. 5 minutes, coaches.
I just wanted to shout out a couple places that I've been lately that are not King Cake related. Mm-hmm. And I had a visitor from out of town, and you and I have talked about this before. This, the delight of showing somebody a restaurant that you're familiar with that they had no idea about. Mm-hmm. And you know, New Orleans is just so rich with this. And this particular one is Palm and Pine. It's this restaurant on Rampart Street. It's on the edge of the French Quarter. And this person was staying nearby and like, oh, the French Quarter, sure, of course, I want to go there. And this restaurant is just so different. It feels so New Orleans, but in a modern way, not at all. You know you're in New Orleans because of the menu, but it is a little more globally informed kind of situation. It's very casual, very modern, very cool. But the food is just off the charts. We had a fresh red bean dish. It was just fresh red beans, not cooked down, not stewed. I'd never had before, dressed up with all these other crunchy bits.
Were they crunchy, the beans?
No, they weren't. They were soft. They were, yeah, they were fresh, but they were, So they were, but yeah, they weren't canned beans. They weren't stewed down beans. Just a delicious take on it. The barbecue shrimp had just lightly sauced, you know, not a little different from the traditional style, but you could really taste just the fresh pop of that Gulf shrimp. And a little bit of tropical running through it, great cocktails, and just this great New Orleans vibe of like, oh, this is modern, this is happening, what a cool, diverse clientele they've gathered here, just good feelings. And so I wanted to share that one, Palm and Pine on North Rampart Street in the French Quarter. And then another one I just revisited last night, this is brand new. I just opened around Thanksgiving, and you're going to hear more about this place from me, but it's called Charmont. It's where MoFo used to be on City Park Avenue, right by City Park, across from Delgado. And a couple opened it up. He's a chef. She runs the front of the house. If you're familiar with the old MoFo, this was the Vietnamese place, of course, that closed over the summer, sadly. The layout is the same. Nice big bar. In fact, we ate at the bar last night, just a little kind of quick, casual weeknight date night. But it's set up like a upscale, casual European bistro. Definitely a French edge, but not traditional French like your Café Degas or something like that. It's open for brunch through the week, has a nice happy hour, and I was really impressed with the dinner we had last night. Nice wine list. And a real standout last night were this pork chop, just cooked with perfectly, just a perfect cook on it, with a little bit of heat from this chili sauce. And then, believe it or not, the Brussels sprouts. I don't say Brussels sprouts very often. I think they're kind of overplayed these days. Mm-hmm. But the way they did them there with a spiced yogurt base and a bit of lima beans actually strewn throughout them and lots of Parmesan cheese, really kind of like made me look at a familiar dish in a new way again. So that one is Charmont's, like I said, brand spanking new. Right by City Park, and a really good brunch daytime kind of spot, especially, I don't know, it's a Friday and you're kicking off a little early and you're looking to have a glass of wine with your lunch or a nice, easy, romantic dinner date at night.
I'm looking at your story here at NOLA.com and I see the Hen House in Gretna. What is that?
Ah, the Hen House. If you're familiar with the Tartine King Cake, this King Cake is everywhere, and I'm so glad to see it because it really is one of my favorites.
What is that, the Tartine King Cake?
Tartine King Cake, it is, if you like traditional, but with a little extra, maybe a bigger boned traditional King Cake, it's hefty. It has a cream cheese filling it looks like caramel when it comes out because of the brown sugar that's running through it. It's a great King Cake. It's like I say, it's traditional, but it's not your McKenzie's Nolita high dough kind of traditional. It's got a little more going on with it. Tommy, one time I was so impressed by the heft of this King Cake that I stood on the scale without it, and then I stood on the scale with it. Needle moves significantly.
Really?
Yes. Like a noticeable difference. This is a King Cake that you can get at a lot of different places. Tartine is the name of the restaurant where it started. This is a great find way uptown by the river, by that Broadway Square development there. It's a little French bakery cafe that does a great kind of European style breakfast. You really have to look for it. It's on a side street, totally hidden, but the Tartine King Cake has put it on the map. The same folks who run it, Evan and Kara, they also have Toast, which is a restaurant with a couple of different locations.
Same area,
in Philly.
Ian? Of Gretna?
Toast is in Gretna. It's also in the French Quarter and in Gentilly. This is a sister restaurant to Tartine. Same folks, different menu, different approach. But they also have, in Gretna, a place called the Hen House, which you mentioned. And 11 months out of the year, it is a very unique breakfast lunch cafe in that it is gluten-free. It's all gluten-free. Except for 1 month when it is all gluten, because it becomes the production facility for their king cake. And believe me, they do an incredibly deep dive on switching the place over when it's not king cake season to get back to their normal ways. But they go into overdrive there making king cakes for the Tartine brand. And you can find them at all the places I mentioned, Tartine restaurant, the Toast locations, the Hen House itself, but also those other places that we've talked about already in the show. King Cake Hub, King Cake Headquarters, some of the other multi-vendor markets that have popped up.
Real quick, somebody, go ahead.
Please.
No, finish.
If you haven't had that one, try the Tartine King Cake. It's delicious.
Somebody's looking for a savory recommendation for a savory King Cake.
Ooh, okay. If you like Boudin King Cake, and, you know, we can do a whole different show on whether we're actually talking about King Cake or not, but just for the purposes of this request, the Boudin King Cake at Bywater Bakery is quite good if you want to, like, you know, cross a King Cake with a stop at a Cajun gas station. And look out for this one. You can find it at King Cake Hub just because they have a lot of them there. LaVie and Rose is the name of the baker. She does really amazing king cakes on the sweet side of things. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of my favorites from last year. But she does a savory one, and it's filled with Vaucresson hot Creole sausage. That name should be familiar to you from Jazz Fest. Vaucresson Sausage Company is the longest-running vendor at Jazz Fest. They make the Creole hot sausage po' boys. You've had them at French Quarter Fest, too, and some of the other festivals. And she's turned them into a king cake.
So does that have a sweet side to it as well, offset the heat of the sausage or not?
No, sir. That is, I mean, is it a king cake or is it a Creole hot sausage calzone? Like I said, we can devote a whole show to whether that is. But I'll just leave it at this. I love king cake. I love the traditional model of king cake. And I love all the different ways that it can go in the same way that I couldn't imagine.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat.
throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Carnival season without Rex, without Bacchus, without the pomp and circumstance, without the big established things. And I also really couldn't imagine it without wandering down Charter Street on Mardi Gras Day and seeing a gang of people who just started their own little marching crew. I couldn't imagine it without Crew de Vue. I couldn't imagine it without these little renegade groups out there doing all the stuff on the fringe. It, tradition and improvisation, dancing together, that's carnival time in New Orleans, my friend. And
yes,
I think
sir.
That's the spirit of king cake these days.
One quick thing. Somebody's looking for a Rosca king cake, which is kind of like a Hispanic thing. It looks like a king cake, but it's kind of like a cross between that and a fruit cake almost.
Yeah, absolutely. They're all over Spain and lots of places in Latin America. If you think we're alone in king cakes, we are not. They're all over Europe. That's where the tradition came from. Go to anywhere in Spain this time of year. Every bakery has
anywhere closer.
Yes, you could try the Ideal marketplace closer than Spain. The Ideal. There are locations all over the place. They have great bakeries. That would be your most likely spot to find one off the shelf.
Ian McNulty, a pleasure as always, sir. Have a good week.
Absolutely, great to be back in the saddle with you. And cheers to everyone. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. You too. Ian McNulty. We'll take a break, come back, get some weekend winners with my friend JR. Right now, 942 Traffic, WWL. Happy New Year, buddy. 946, 14 till 10. Good to talk to JR again after a holiday break. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing outstanding, Tommy. I hope you had a wonderful holiday like I did. Got to have all my kids in one spot at one time, so that was pretty awesome, man.
I did, but I missed you, and I missed talking to you about all the big games that were going on. Tell me your thoughts on the college football playoffs, and what are you liking, what are you not liking?
I mean, you really couldn't have asked for a more exciting game last night between Miami and Ole Miss. Went up and down, up and down. Bunch of lead changes. Even Ole Miss had a chance at the end of that game. It was really, really exciting. Now, look, I love tonight's matchup. We've loved it from day one. We are giving this out absolutely free, okay? Oregon, Indiana. This line opened up at Indiana -4. It's down to only -3.5. 13-0 Indiana taking on 11-1 Oregon, 5 against the 1 seed. Guys, it's free. I'm giving it to you. All you got to do is text the word win to the number 545454. We're going to hit you right back and give you the point spread winner of this Oregon-Indiana game for free. So again, text the word WIN. That's W-I-N to the number 545454, and you'll get this Oregon-Indiana point spread winner free of charge. You don't need a credit card, none of that. We're just giving you the game free via text message. Text WIN to 545454.
Not the end of football season. We get into the heart of football season. Really, you got college basketball going as well. It doesn't matter what's being played. What matters is that, as far as your bankroll goes, that you're on the right side of this, and that is what you do for a living. Is it not, JR?
Yeah, no doubt about it. In fact, right now is by a long shot the best part of my year. And that's because, A, you got the NFL playoffs. I hit every single game in the NFL playoffs last year. The only game I lost, believe it or not, was the Super Bowl. We unfortunately had the wrong side. But hit every game throughout the entirety of the NFL playoffs. Now, also, we hit every game in the CFP last year with the exception of one game. Plus, college basketball, anyone that knows my company, you guys know I always talk about how college basketball is by far and wide the best time of year to really make money against the sports books. Last year, we hit 65.4% during college basketball, and my highest percentage is in conference play, which just started. So I mean, look, this is, like I said, the best time of year. We've got college hoops. We've got the end of college football. And we've got the NFL playoffs. Plus, any one of my real clients know I'm killing it in the NHL as well. So do yourself a favor. Text the word WIN to 545454. And I'm going to start you off with a big bang-up winner with the Oregon-Indiana game tonight.
Tell me about what's going on with the world of college, professional football playoffs. Who you liking, who you not liking?
I got to say, we had to make picks on my Bet Big Talk Loud podcast. If anyone hasn't checked it out, make sure you hop on, and wherever you get your podcast, check out Bet Big Talk Loud. I give out a free pick on there every week. We break down games. We talk about the playoffs, the college football, college basketball, you name it. Now, I had to give out, you know, anyone that knows me also knows I've been a Pittsburgh Steelers fan most of my life, but I don't allow that to get in the way of making money. So for me, the surprise in the AFC is going to be the Houston Texans. When you've got that kind of a defense, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a team that really can surprise everybody, go all the way. And I'm going all the way back over almost 20 years when, you know, Trent Dilfer won the Super Bowl, of course, with Brian Billick as his coach in Baltimore. And that was a big deal because that defense was really what won that Super Bowl for them. Now, I'm not saying that the Texans defense is that good, but man, oh man, number one in the NFL, and the offense has really started to giddy up as of late. So I'm going to take as a little bit of a long shot Houston to go to the Super Bowl. And in the NFC, I think it's either going to be one of two teams, but if I'm going to put it to one, I'm going to go with the L.A. Rams as the best team in the NFC. Philadelphia's right there, of course, but I think it's going to come down to the Rams getting it done.
Be an interesting matchup. What about the game this weekend with Pittsburgh and Houston? You got a free pick for me?
On this matchup, just like what I was talking about, yeah. Defense, right? Defense, right. defense. There's a reason why this is the only number that is less than 40 points during this first week of wild card playoffs. And there's just not going to be a lot of points scored. So go under 39.5. And let's face it, even the Pittsburgh defense over the last 5 weeks has been absolutely stout. They did let up some yards during their last game against Baltimore, but for the most part, really came together, playing at a high level, T.J. Watt, Highsmith, you name it. So really like the under, go under 39.5 in that Steeler-Houston game.
JR, again, a quick word about money management. I know you used to do this on Wall Street, and it's not a lot different because you're betting on futures and whether something's going to go up or go down. When people call the number and if they want to get a little bit involved, I know because I put up $5,000 of my own money and you've helped me shepherd that throughout the season. Tell me, in your own words, I can tell them what you get. You get JR's picks and he tells you when to act, and it's pretty quick. You got to be ready to take action because he waits till a lot of times all the information is available. But you also talk about units. Explain that concept, would you?
I do. And you know what? One of the main things that we do, obviously, is waiting for all of the information to come in. And a lot of times that's not until about an hour or two before game time before I'll actually give the green light and make my release. Sometimes it's multiple hours before, but usually about 2.5 hours before game time, sometimes only an hour. And when it comes to what I'm asking you to bet, there's different strategies that I'll utilize throughout the year, which right now it is a unit strategy. So I'm telling players whether it be 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 units to put on a game. And that unit could be whether it's $100, $500, $1,000, or $5,000. If your unit's $1,000 and I give you a 4-unit play, you're betting $4,000 on it. And that comes down to not only the strength of the game and the power in which we feel is behind it, but also the liquidity of that game. So, you know, a lot goes into what we do. There's a reason why my players get ahead. And the next 3 months, I have the nickname of Millionaire Maker. And that is the truth. We have multiple clients that I'll be making 7 figures over the next 3 months.
And, of course, college basketball season beginning, divisional play?
In conference
play
during college basketball, to me, is the most predictable and by far and wide the most profitable time of the season.
It was for me last year. Take us out, JR.
Look, this always comes down to one thing. Every player I deal with at one point called up and tried to get a free play, and we, of course, always give it to them, and normally that game comes in a really big way. So I'm telling you guys, I love this game tonight. Oregon taking on Indiana, line dropped from 4 down to -3.5 for Indiana. I'm going to let you know who's going to win and who's going to cover. It's absolutely free. Text the word WIN, W-I-N, to the number 545454, and you'll get this matchup free of charge. Again, text the word WIN, W-I-N, to the number 545454. Be sure to check out my podcast, Bet Big Talk Loud. Also, tune in for the one-hour radio show on the weekends. Guys, it is always a pleasure doing this with you. I hope I'm making everybody a ton of money. Be safe, have fun, and let's go out there and make some money.
Have a good weekend. Happy New Year.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.